Today on Real Radio.
How should employees respond to the authority that's over them? Graciously, for sure, submitting to Christ and submitting to our earthly masters. This word master is the word Lord. So get this. In this time, when this scripture is being written, guess what was going on in the empire? Caesar was demanding that Christians call him what? Lord. Were Christians calling him Lord?
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through Paul's letter to the Ephesians. As we've seen so far, this amazing addition to the New Testament provides valuable insight into what the conduct and attitude of the believer should be. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs taking us through Ephesians 6 and verses 5 through 9. It's a presentation called Ethics and the Will of God.
But we're not working for just the money. Oh, speak for yourself. No, we're not working for just the money. We're working for the witness if we're Christians here tonight. There's much more at stake than just what we get paid. Someone's watching. And so the Bible is calling us to be obedient. It's very important, very serious. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, "For you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." We are slaves of Jesus Christ. We're his slaves. We're his bondservants. And we're even the bondservants of those we work for. 1 Corinthians 7:22 says, "For he who has called us in the Lord while a slave is the Lord's freed man. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave. You were bought," again it says, "at a price. Do not become slaves to men." And you say, "Well, Jack, isn't that what you're saying? To become a slave to our boss?" No. When you serve your employer, you are literally honoring Jesus Christ. You are bowing to Christ when you bow to them. When they say, "Hey," and you know, I don't know where you work, but man, I remember for years it was Thanksgiving Eve, or it was Christmas Eve, or it was some great day Eve of something, and so many times, I mean, for years, I would call home. I can't come, but I can't come. These guys would come up and they say, "We got this test going on. We got this thing happening. We can't shut it down. Will you stay?" And I felt, I didn't want the money. I didn't care about the money. I really wanted to be home. And I remember, like all of you, we all do this. I remember inside going, "You." And then the Lord said, "You know what? I'm working here." And you yield to him. And I have to yield to him because, you know what? I'm a bondservant of Jesus Christ if I'm a Christian. And a bondservant had no rights. And this is probably one of the most difficult things to get a Christian, for all of us to understand, is that all the harp and crying in our society about, "Exert your rights, brother, stand up for your rights." The Christian has no rights. We have been crucified with Christ. Can you imagine a guy on a cross? "Hey, give me a drink of water." "Excuse me, you're dying momentarily, pal. The water's not going to help you." Starts barking out commands. "Excuse me." "No, that's nuts. You're crucified, pal. You're going to be dying. You're zero. You're nothing." I mean, what do we deserve? Honestly, if you know your Bible, what do we deserve? The Bible says we deserve judgment. The Bible says we deserve hell. But Jesus has saved us, and so we yield ourselves to him. How should employees respond to the authority that's over them? Graciously, for sure, submitting to Christ and submitting to our earthly masters. This word master is the word Lord. So get this. In this time, when this scripture is being written, guess what was going on in the empire? Caesar was demanding that Christians call him what? Lord. Were Christians calling him Lord? No. They were put to death. They were dragged into the Colosseum. They were stripped naked, and they wrapped with leather straps animal skins around them that had been sprinkled with blood. And they turned naked Christians wrapped in animal skins loose in the Colosseum. And while they were standing there, they released wild dogs that had been starved. They released, in fact, you can read about it in Fox's Book of Martyrs and in other books that account such things, where they wrapped Christians, they mocked them, and they said, lambs, little lambs of God, huh? And they stripped them and they wrapped them in bloody wool. And they put them into the Colosseum and they turned starving lions loose. And Christians were eaten alive. Because they didn't bow and say, Caesar's Lord. And then this scripture comes back and uses the word in the Greek, which they all spoke Koine Greek, street Greek. And Paul comes back and says, submit, just like you do to Jesus, submit to those who are your lords in the flesh. That's a hard pill to swallow, people. We don't even have a concept of what that would be like right now. We need to be mature to understand this. You don't call Caesar Lord. But Paul is saying, listen, in the spirit, you submit to those who have the rule over you. For they are lords over you in this flesh, in this life. That's radical. Why? God will use the witness to present his gospel. Jesus said in John 13, verse 13, you call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. And that word Lord is the same word. It's amazing to me. Be obedient. I'm going to give you four things that are so important, and I want you to jot it down. Important things to remember about how we submit to authority. The first one is that we need to be sensitive to God's will in this. We need to be sensitive to God's will. When he says with fear and trembling, this is how we submit, and this is how we conduct ourselves, with fear and trembling and sincerity of heart. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 1 through 2, it says, let as many as are bondservants as are under the yoke, that's us, under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor. Count your employer worthy of all honor. Why? The Bible says so. So that the name of God, here's the reason why, so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. And those who have believing masters, if you work for a Christian employer, let them not despise the Christian employer, for they are brethren, but rather serve them, because those who are benefited are believers and beloved. In other words, if you serve a Christian master, bless him even all the more. You don't say, oh, I got a Christian boss and I can just tell him I'm witnessing. Or I can just tell him I was out in the car praying, that's why I'm late. Don't do that to your Christian boss. No. This is how we preach the gospel through our obedience as slaves to our masters, and that is by being sensitive to God's will, that what message we are living out in front of them is preaching a message. And will it benefit the gospel and its doctrine? Or how you and I are living before our masters, is it hindering the gospel? If your boss was to be asked, do you have any Christians who work for you? Would he say, yeah, Joe over there, he's a Christian. Would he be able to say that about you and me? He's a Christian. She's a Christian. Or would they say, well, they say they're a Christian, but you know, they live like this. If we live contrary to what the scripture teaches, you know what? we're not going to be able to mouth anything to them that's going to lead them to Christ, because our life has already painted a totally different picture. In fact, if you don't mind, if you've been a bad witness, change it. And if you're not going to change it, then don't mention Jesus, will you? Don't give him a black eye. But I do want to encourage you to go back to your jobs tomorrow. Some of you go back even after this service tonight. You'll be back there at midnight. Go back there as unto Jesus Christ, doing all that you can unto him. And when your boss says, you know what? We need you to stay on tonight, or we need you to do this, or we need you to do that. Take out that trash can. Don't go, oh, brother. Take out the trash can and come back and say, is there another trash can you want me to take out? Be an example by how we live. We need to be sensitive to the will of God. The second thing about being important, or that what's important about leading others to Christ and how to submit to authority, is do it with sincerity. Look what he says here, with sincerity of heart as to Christ. This word sincerity means to be single-minded or single-hearted. Solo is another word. You can use the word solo. You're on your own with this. You're alone. Your heart is alone in this direction. And the direction is that you're going to be serving them with sincerity of heart as to who? As to the Lord. That's the difference. The word can also be translated without a double motive. What's implied is, watch this. What's implied, double motive? I'll do this so I can get more money. I'll do this so I can get that promotion. And God says, no, that's not it. You do it for one reason only. You do it sincerely from the heart for Christ, as unto him. When your boss says something or does something or whatever, or a decree is issued from the front office and it goes throughout the little mail circuit, or you know, some companies, how you log on your computer at work and your manager has sent you a message on your screen and it shows up on everybody's screen and this is the deal. You know, you can hear people almost moan when they log on. They come into the office, they sit down, oh man. And the awesome thing is, if Jesus is your focus, this is why I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Because if that boss is your focus, that poor guy or that poor woman is going, they're going up and down because of their responsibilities and because of their, probably, their situation. Maybe they're not saved. They're going to be going up and down themselves. Their lives are all messed up for one thing, no doubt. And you need to be that rock. Well, how do I do that? By being filled with the Holy Spirit and obeying Christ. And looking at him or her and saying, that's my master, and I'm going to bow, because I'm bowing right straight through him, through her, unto Jesus. That's who I'm doing this for. And I tell you, you know what? You're going to have a spring in your step. You're going to be up, and your fellow employees are going to go, what's wrong with you? It makes all the difference in the world, and I guarantee you, your attitude, the day will go so much better. But your motive is for Jesus alone. Sincerity. Jot this down, Titus chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. Exhort bondservants to be obedient to their own masters, to be well-pleasing in everything, not answering back. Remember, you could die. Not answering back, parenthesis, for you can die. Not pilfering, that is not stealing. Oh, the company's got a bunch of pens. What do I need to take this eraser back for? They got thousands of them. That's stealing. Inevitably, you're going to drive home. I got a company pen in my chest. Or in my pocket. Just take it back the next day. Man, the company I worked for, when we got employed, we were hired, went through all of the hurdles you jump. And at the end, they have you sign what's called a fiduciary agreement. It's radical. And then all this stuff's in there. It's an ethical standard. Work ethic. Not pilfering, not ripping off the company, but showing all good fidelity, faithfulness, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. You want to win your boss and your friends to Christ? Live the Christian life. So no longer can any of us hide behind the thing of us saying, well, I'm not vocal. I don't have any of the speaking gifts. Maybe you don't, but we all are to live Jesus out before others. Interesting thing to remember, we will not be responsible for the company's success as a Christian employee. We will not be responsible for the company's success. We are simply called to make it a successful company. We're not responsible. Your boss will answer for his or her position in the end. Your responsibility and mine is to make it the best company there is. Do you have that view in your heart? For Jesus' sake. And you may be thinking, you know, this is just a job because I'm going to go from this job to the next job. Well, you know what? Think about this. That while you're at that job, will you do that job so well that when you leave, that boss or that company is going to say, man, I wish that guy was back here again. Or I wish that woman was still here. When we go from job to job, will they miss us? That's what we want to do. And will they miss our example for Christ? That's what we want to do. We don't want to be Sunday Christians and blow off what he's asking us to do the rest of the week. This is truly being an evangelist. In Colossians 3:22, the Bible says, bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartedly as to the Lord and not unto men. No way. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of your inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that great? That's who you serve. The third thing is this. What's important regarding authority? That we serve a dedicated job or effort or ministry because we do it to Christ. That we are dedicated. 1 Corinthians 10:31. The word dedicated. Therefore, whether we eat or drink or whatever we do it all to the glory of God. That should drive us on big time. Whatever we do, we need to be dedicated to Christ in these areas, not being a clock watcher. Oh man, you know what? It's like 12 more minutes and he'll be done. I mean, not me, because I don't watch that clock. I'm just making this up. Oh, I'll be off and, oh, I can't wait. I hate this job. 20 more minutes and I'll be out of here. Oh, man, you know what? Be dedicated. Be dedicated to the job. Why? Because you're dedicated to Christ. Don't be a clock watcher. Oh, you know, don't do that. Ask God, change my heart, Lord. I don't want to be a clock watcher. And come on, you're beating yourself anyway. You're just beating yourself up. Have you noticed every time you look at the clock, it seems like it didn't even move? You're over there tapping it. Hey, is this thing broke? Is this thing broke? Somebody put a new battery in this thing. It's not going fast enough. You're just going to wear yourself out. Jesus says, look, I've given you the job. I want you to be obedient to the job. In doing so, you're going to be obedient to me. And do the best you can because you're doing it unto me. Don't be a clock watcher. Warren Wiersbe uses that phrase, and I love it. He says, these are they who watch the clock. And while they're watching it, they gripe about how much they hate their job. And it's almost like there's a judgment that God places on them that the clock barely seems to move. Look at verses 6 and 7. Not with eye service, as men pleasers. This is hilarious. But as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. It's like this. Not with eye service. You're folding papers, flying airplanes around the room. You know. Hey, the boss is coming. Oh, man. You know, doing all your thing, and the boss comes walking in. And it's like, how you doing, boss? Things are great. He walks out and, oh. I don't know what it is. Have you noticed with bosses, too? It's so strange. You can work your tail off all day long. You can skip morning break. You can skip lunch. I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't know what it is. I've analyzed this at night because it happens. Just when I so deserve, my feet are killing me. I've been going 8 hours without a break. I didn't even go to the bathroom today. And you put your feet up and you're wiping your head, and who walks in the door? How do they know that? Your boss walks in. What are you doing? Sitting on the job. Be quiet. Get up and go to work. It's like weird. It's like they have a little beeper that goes off. His feet are up. His feet are up. It's so strange. Not with eye service. Oh, yes, boss. Oh, you're the best. We'll get right on it. And the door shuts and you just go, eh. Eye service. Hypocrisy. Being something in front of him or her, the boss. And once they leave, something else. And so he says, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. See, if it's from the heart, you're not going to be doing this stuff. You're going to earn your keep, so to speak, at your job. Verse 7 says, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Don't be men pleasers or lazy labor. Don't be like that. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, and we're almost done. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Isn't that great? As free, yet not using our liberty. As a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king or the president, servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good masters, but to the harsh masters as well, for this is commendable. If because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. Well, Jack, all this is great, and you know I'd like to apply all this, but I've got a boss from hell. You know what? Maybe you do have a boss from hell. And maybe God has placed you in that company to live a Christian life in front of him or her so she doesn't or he doesn't wind up in hell. I know that this body is very active in foreign missions, and we're very active. I mean, tomorrow night there'll be a lot of people on the streets every Thursday night and Tuesdays sharing the gospel. And you might be saying, that's great for them. You know, God bless them as they go to England. God bless them as they go to Russia or Africa or who knows wherever. But I'm not that way. I'm not a missionary. You are a missionary. You're a missionary at your job. You're a missionary in your neighborhood.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation taken from Ephesians 6 and verses 5 through 9. It's a presentation called Ethics and the Will of God. We'll continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio with more. Now, as you may know, we just concluded the Southern California Prophecy Conference for this year at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. And whether or not you were able to make it, you'll be glad to know that we've made the materials available. Visit us at realradioactive.org and learn how to get them. realradioactive.org. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ. and in His Word.
Inside, You shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.